have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
There are 9 kinds of water: hard water, raw water, boiled water, salt water, rain water, snow water, filtered water, deionized water, and distilled water. Only one of these kinds of water is good for you. Distilled water is water which has been turned into vapor so that all its impurities are left behind. Then, by condensing, it is turned back to pure water. It is the only water which is pure. The only water free from all impurities. The choice is clear. Dr. Alan E. Bannock. Order your tabletop water distiller for $139.99. Postpaid, it comes with everything you need to get pure distilled water. Go to superstore.theamericanvoice.com. That's superstore.theamericanvoice.com. Order now.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Oh, we got a show. It's empowering. It's coming your way. You can't escape it. It's going to just brighten your day because it's information you're not going to get anywhere else. We are going to be talking, the first part of the show, we're going to be talking and exploring the history of liquid extracts. It's really cool to kind of step back in a time capsule and see what they did back then and see if it still applies to us today, if we can tap into that. And then the second part of the show, we're going to have a special guest. We're going to be talking with the author of the book called Cancer, Step Outside the Box. Yep, Ty Bollinger is going to be with us. And you can visit his website, cancertruth.net. A lot of great stuff there. He's going to be with us. I can't wait to chat with him. And then coming up on the 24th, that's next Tuesday. My goodness, April is almost gone, you know. But on the 24th, Laura Vanderhaeg, she is a She is a author, a writer. She's an editor, and she's going to bring us some information on genetics and things of that nature, what that means for our health. So we got lots to talk about with her next week, and we do have a quack report. But before we get to that, a big salute and Semper Fi, praying for our military, praying for this nation called America, praying for one nation under God. That's what we need America to be, and that's what we're going to ask the Lord to make us once again. We need his help. We need to seek his face, hit the knees, and mind the time, because it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Well, what do we have in the quacker? Hey, there's this this new study that was published in the Journal of Archives of Internal Medicine. Guess what? They were looking at two categories of patients, and they found that patients who report high levels of satisfaction with the services, you know, the care provided by their doctors, that group actually more likely to die than the patients who report low satisfaction levels from their doctor. Isn't that interesting? Well, it makes sense to me, but, you know, patient satisfaction versus proper patient care, two completely different things, but based on this study's findings, appear to have an inverse relationship. So based on this assessment data from the National Medical Expenditure Panel Survey, patients who report the highest level of satisfaction with their doctors, they're 26% more likely to die overall compared to those who report low levels of satisfaction. So when patients with the poorest overall health are excluded from the statistics, guess what? The death rate percentage jumped to 44%. Oh, well, even after adjusting that data to account for those most likely to throw off the numbers, satisfied patients are significantly more likely to die than non-satisfied patients. And according to research by Maggie Mahar in her book, Money Driven Medicine, she says patients typically prefer that their doctors do more rather than less, even when doing less actually benefits them. And getting too many mammograms, for instance, which makes many women feel empowered against breast cancer, is actually showing up as causing it. Same thing with the antibiotics and all those drugs, you know. Oh, yeah. All right, what else we got? Ooh, have you ever heard the term lately, water monopoly? Well, get ready, because the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development estimates that half of the world's population is going to reside in areas where there's significant water stress by the year 2030. That's right. $4 for a gallon of gas, you're already getting comfortable and used to, but how about $4 for a gallon of water? Well, if Monsanto and the oil czars have their way, that's exactly what they're planning. That's right, $4 for a gallon of water could someday become a reality. The oil tycoons like T. Boone Pickens and water bottling companies, that's what they're planning, privatization of water, where companies control the public's water sources and free water. It's going to be coming your way. Corporations like Monsanto, Royal Dutch Shell, and Nestle are actually banking on increasing their vast fortunes by controlling water. That's right. United States is by no means immune to these plots. Royal Dutch Shell owns underground water rights in Colorado, and oil tycoon Pickens is buying up as much of those water rights as he can in Texas. He owns more water than any other person in the United States right now. And he says openly he plans to sell that water that he owns, 65 billion gallons a year, to the people of Dallas or other major cities that have droughts. I guess, you know, it's one of those life-threatening things, and you should have it freely. I guess that's going out the window. What else do we have? Burger King, fast food. Burger King, Pizza Hut, hey, they're serving up some interesting new creations. Not that I eat there, but they got some new menu concoctions I just got to tell you about. Burger King is actively testing Bacon Sundae, consisting of processed, pasteurized ice cream sundaes with two strips of bacon shoved into it. Mm-mm. Well, I don't do dairy and I don't do pork, so I guess that's out for me. What's Pizza Hut got going? Well, Pizza Hut is unveiling a new stuffed crust that's actually stuffed, are you ready? With hot dogs. Yeah, they already did the cheese stuffed thing. Now it's, let's stuff it with hot dogs. They took some pizza crust, stuffed it with hot dogs, deep fried it, folded it in half. Hey, it could be a giant taco, you know? Mm-hmm. Taco Bell might be stealing that. Last but not least in the Quack Report, the amazing healing powers of cayenne. Mm. Oh, yes. Remember famous herbalist Dr. John Christopher? He brought cayenne into the forefront because he found that he had a bad stomach ulcer, and at the suggestion of one of his instructors, recommended that he take some powdered cayenne, put it in some water, and drink it every day. Of course, you know, the thought of that was such a contradiction. I have an ulcer. That's going to kill me. He said hot things on ulcers, but he took the plunge. He took the advice, and to his surprise, it cured the ulcer. Dr. Christopher became very zealous at advocating cayenne for heart issues, and he actually added a lot of cayenne to most of his formulas to improve the action. Now, one of his interns, Dr. Richard Schultz, he also took up the cause, and he says this, if you only master one herb in your life, master cayenne pepper. Both Dr. Schultz and Dr. Christopher recommend taking a half to a full teaspoon of cayenne pepper in water two or three times a day for an overall health tonic. Well, improve circulation and blood brings healing, see? So if you use cayenne, they say ensure that it's organic. And of course, a lot of the cayenne studies have demonstrated that 80%, there's an 80% reduction in prostate cancers that happened in mice in the lab and in human prostate cells in cell cultures. So the cayenne, the capsaicin in the cayenne actually creates an accelerated cancer cell, cellular self-destruction of the cancer. So that's kind of cool. I like that. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Yeah, if you're looking for some cayenne-rich formulas, check out the powerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and Apothecary Herbs, that's their website, and they will fix you right up. All right, let's see. We're going to talk about the history of liquid extracts, also known as tinctures. In the good old days, the makers of herbal extracts, the tinctures, they didn't have to go through all the garbage the industry is going through today. And you can't be timid and use God's herbs to heal yourself. You just can't. You just got to be bold. You got to go for it. You can't be listening to allopathic medicine. You can't. You can't just sit on the fence and use a little homeopathy and a little allopathic medicine. So as my engineer once said, you cannot think natural medicine and act like modern medicine. It just doesn't produce the results you need. In other words, if you want to cure yourself, if you want a cure, the FDA cannot be your herbal advisor. That's it. And, you know, if you're gonna really go whole hog out there and you're going to make some of your own formulas, you know, you want to make it like you mean it, you know? Because herbal supplements of today are pretty different from the ones made just 50 years ago. And most companies today make more money pumping out pills. Yeah, the supplement companies. They make more money with the little pills. So they are cheaper and they're faster to produce than herbal liquids. So they also don't have a long shelf life. You know, they don't have as long a shelf life as liquid formulas do. So you know what? In the 1800s, there were these three brothers, and they had this talent for herbal medicine, and they started their own herbal botanical business in Cincinnati, Ohio. They were the Lloyd brothers. You may recognize the name. Yes, the Lloyd brothers, and they used all liquid extracts. That's what they made. They didn't make pills. They made liquid tinctures, extracts, which had a shelf life, are you ready for this, of 50 years. You know, the FDA would probably just have a heart attack if they found any extract with an expiration date of 50 years, you know. But they compiled a significant amount of literature, the Lloyd brothers did, from ancient texts on natural medicine and medicinal plants. And the oldest of the brothers, his name was John. Now, he was considered a pharmacist. And they developed a number of he helped the brothers develop a number of formulas that were later patented. And the second brother, Curtis, now he was more of the naturalist of the bunch. And his passion was, you know, discovering the botany aspect of the plants. The third brother, Nelson, he was also acquainted with pharmacy work, but he was the business brains of the three. So they grew this very modest pharmacy business into the Lloyd Brothers Empire, manufacturing herbal remedies in 1876. And they were pretty famous for their echinacea medicines. Oh, yeah. Yep. And, you know, they had an eye for knowledge. You know, they just had that gift, that special magic, if you will. I just say magic. You know, it's just an innate thing that they had. Now, Nelson Lloyd, the brains, the business-minded dude, he hired agents in Europe to buy as many rare books, journals, and pamphlets on herbs as could be found. Oh, yeah. And they bought chemistry books, pharmacy texts, books on botany, fungus, and scientific journals. Now, the collection of writing that they obtained was astounding. You know, even Donald Trump today could not afford to compile this collection. So the Lloyd brothers were keen at picking out the important information and formulating substances that worked. They got results. Now, these three were self-taught pretty much, and they didn't need the state or the federal government to give them permission to use what God gave them dominion over. God gave us dominion over every plant, okay? Not just select people, everybody. So the Lloyd brothers obtained a wide and varied education. No university offered what they developed on their own. And they also had their own style of writing. And they actually produced over 2,000 scientific articles and 12 books on their own natural medicines. Now, as their natural pharmacy business grew, Nelson Lloyd, he steered the finances pretty well, and they were able to preserve their vast library through a trust, and in 1908, the Lloyd Library was built. Now, if you have an opportunity to go to Cincinnati, Ohio, you should visit this library. So if you visit this library today, you're going to be greeted with four floors containing journals, books, pamphlets, and various Lloyd memorabilia. Now, for an herb book freak like me, walking the stacks of the Lloyd Library is a wonderful experience. So they have special humidity-controlled areas that tend to house the older books, you know, the books that are like 500 and 600 years old. And you'll find herb books from just about every corner of the world that you can't find in Europe. Now, if you want knowledge of the therapeutic benefits of fungus, which, you know, pharmaceutical companies don't have and would probably kill for, you're going to find it under the microbial collection at the Lloyd Library. So visit the library if you get a chance. This is somewhat like the Library of Alexandria, if you will. Okay, under one roof, you find gems of information on herbal medicine, herbal pharmacy, medical botany, and pharmaceutical botany. Now, if you want to know how to make really good herbal medicine, this is the place to find out how. So natural healers the world over wrote about working with plants to heal, and these works were used to teach hundreds of thousands of practitioners who used herbal medicine every day in their practices. Okay, and guess what? The Lloyd Library houses about 170,000 volumes and more than 120,000 pamphlets. So, which the Lloyd brothers, you know, gathered over about a 100-year period. So the past, the best part, though, the best part is that you have access to this library. It is open to the public, so you can visit. And this library offers every visitor a herbal renaissance experience. It's awesome. So what is old is pretty much new again, basically. So, you know, growing up with my grandparents, they often told me that, you know, if you hold on to something long enough, it would come back into fashion. Although I'm not a collector or a pack rat, I understand that we have come full circle on many levels. Now, the Lloyd brothers made fantastic herbal formulas that were strong, powerful, and in the bloodstream in about 2 minutes. And they also knew that there was fluff information to avoid, and much of that made its way into some of the standardized pharmacopoeias. So the Lloyd brothers knew that herbal researchers wrote about herbs and not how to use them. So, you know, researchers and actually having physical application with the herb are two different things, and the Lloyd brothers understood that. So they knew that herbal researchers just didn't have that hands-on experience, and the Lloyd brothers had that. And they made strong formulas because they used water and alcohol to extract the medicine from the plants, and even the Hoxie tonic was a liquid, you know, from, you know, the cancer tonic. So capsules and tablets were really not the norm back then. If you wanted an herb formula, you were going to get a liquid, okay? They were not the norm. And the reason they preferred the liquids is because they worked fast. They were fast-acting. So the methods of making actually capsules began in 1834, but didn't become commercially processed until about 1933. So it takes a lot of energy for the body to digest, break down, utilize those vitamin capsules and tablets, and it's just a lot of wasted time. And if your digestion's not working that great, you're going to miss a lot of nutrition. So if you're looking for some herbal formulas with punch, you know, if you want standardized herbal formulas, you can find them in most retail stores right now. Now, if you want an herb formula similar to how the Lloyd brothers made them, hey, you need to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. You have a wide variety of products to select from, and they come with a money-back guarantee. Of course, you can call to order, or you can place your order on their website at thepowerherbs.com. But their toll-free number, if you want a free product catalog, is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277 if you're international, and get a free product catalog at the very least, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And through the 21st of April, you'll still receive free ground ship in the United States for orders of $30 or more. So that is going to expire at midnight Eastern Standard Time on the 21st. So you have a few days left to take advantage of that. Also, they do have a new liver detox tea just up on the website recently. If the liver gallbladder flush is a little bit too much, then you can use your milk thistle with your liver detox tea to cleanse the liver, and very effective. So a little layering of a tincture and a tea is a powerhouse effort for you to utilize, so take advantage of that. And get the catalog, because you'll find you can layer a lot of formulas that it'll teach you how in the catalog. So they'll make little hints of suggestion, you know, layer this product with our other formula, and they'll list it. Maybe it's ginseng or astragalus root, and you will get a different effect or even maximize an effect. So it is a learning curve, but the folks at Apothecary Herbs do impart a lot of knowledge. Lots of information come with each product, and, of course, they do have product support. You can call or email if you have questions or concerns, or if you're just not sure what it is that you should get, you know, for your particular situation. They can help you figure that out. And the toll-free, once again, is 866-229-3663, And if you haven't signed up for their free online HealthQuest newsletter, please do, because a lot of times they'll put discount coupons in there. And you can save on the products. So you can just go to thepowerherbs.com, and you can go to the books, newsletters, catalog area, and you can add that to your shopping cart, and they'll put you on the opt-in list to receive that a couple times a month. And it's absolutely free. And if you want to learn more, a little bit more about herbs, Herb Secrets, get the Power Herbs ebook for just $14.99. So check that out. You'll get your feet wet using herbs and using them to cleanse and nourish the system, which is a great prevention, all-around prevention. It's ancient, and it works. And you might as well just tap into some of that natural healing because you, with under Obamacare, you may not have that in the near future. So for those of you worried about affordable health care, they do have a few package deals on thepowerherbs.com. You can stock up. There's a year's supply package, or there's a stock up starter pack that you can tap into and get started. You know, stock your immune boosters, stock your organ cleansing for toxin removal, stock a pandemic kit, you know, for whatever comes down the pike. You have tools, very powerful ones, because you got to remember now, these superbugs are not resistant to a lot of the immune-boosting herbs that your immune system can tap into and strengthen itself with. So that's the way to go. Goodness, I see we're going to be coming up to a break, and you know what? I'm so excited. I'm going to be talking with Ty Bollinger, author of Cancer Step Outside the Box. Do check out his website, cancertruth.net. A lot of great stuff there. Ty is a pretty average guy, from what I can tell, and I'm so glad that he sent me his book. I'm still reading it. It is just wonderful, and I haven't gotten through it all, but what I've read so far is well worth it. It's kind of like a one-stop shop if you want cancer information and cancer cures, you know? Instead of having to research, he's kind of put it all together right here for you. We're going to take a break, but on the other side, we're going to talk to Ty, so don't go anywhere.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, roll my breakfast, because I'm a hungry man. I said, shake, rattle and roll. I said, shake.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man, Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we have a special guest tonight. We have Ty Bollinger. He is the author of Cancer, Step Outside the Box. He's happily married, a husband and father, CPA, and a health freedom advocate. He's a cancer researcher and a former competitive bodybuilder, and of course the author of Cancer, Step Outside the Box. And after losing several family members to cancer, including his mother and father, Ty refused to accept the notion that chemotherapy, radiation, surgery were the most effective treatments available for cancer patients. So he began a quest to learn all he could possibly about alternative cancer treatments and the medical industry. And what he uncovered was shocking. There is ample evidence to support the allegation that the war on cancer is largely a fraud, according to Ty, and that multi-international pharmaceutical companies are running the show. And he joins us now. Welcome to the show, Ty. How are you?
Doing great, Wendy. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate you having me.
Well, I appreciate your publicist, Jocelyn, for introducing me to your book. She sent it to me. Haven't finished it. Excellent book, though. I'm enjoying it very much. And,
well, it's 500 pages, so it's a lot of read.
But you know what, I was before you came on, I was talking to my engineer, and I said, you know, Ty's book is kind of like the grocery store of cancer research. It's all in one spot.
You know? That's a great way to put it. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. So, and so I think this is, I think you succeeded. I know one of your goals in your book, you said that, including your website, which is cancertruth.net, people can go there, your website and your book, designed, you say, to point people in the right direction, and it really does save them valuable time in researching what they should do.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that was one of my goals. As you mentioned in the intro there, I have lost several family members to cancer. I lost my father initially, and after Dad died, I really began to feel an urgency to put a lot of information that I was learning once I began to research cancer. I wanted to put it together into a book. Unfortunately, after Dad died, it was so painful for me that I had a hard time rehashing all that had happened for several years. And so it was not for a few years that I began to write the book. And shortly after Dad died, I lost my grandfather, two grandfathers, a grandmother, an uncle, and a cousin, and finally my mother to cancer. And once Mom died several years later, I've just put all of the research together that I'd been saving in multiple Word documents all over my computer and put it together. And I just wanted to get the word out there. I wanted to get it out there that there are some treatment options that, you know, you may just not know about because they're not being talked about much.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And your book is a bestseller. It's gone through a couple of printings, and that's congratulations, Ty.
Thank you. And, yeah, it's actually on its fifth print right now, and it's done great. I had no idea that it would do so well because, honestly, Wendy, my goal was not to sell a lot of books. I just wanted to get the word out there. I remember talking to my wife after we got the first proof of the first edition, and I asked her, I looked at it and said, do you think we'll sell a copy? Because I just didn't, that wasn't my goal. Well, I didn't care about selling the book. I just wanted to get the word out there. And I tell you what, it has just been instrumental in so many people's lives since that time in 2006. It's a real blessing to be able to help people.
Well, it is, and you're entertaining in the book. It's not just a bunch of, you know, research. You know, you've got it sprinkled throughout, and you explain things, but it's easy to understand and read. And you're kind of funny in some ways, like you call the FDA the Federal Death Administration. I was cracking up at that.
Well, thanks. I think that's one of the keys to have a book that helps people is you've got to make it understandable, but you've also got to make it enjoyable for them to read. And, you know, cancer is a topic that's not really something that you would think that would be enjoyable to read about, but I try to make light of certain agencies, alphabet agencies like the FDA, and call them the Federal Death Administration. But you know, I think that's one of the reasons the book has sold so well is because it is kind of entertaining, and I think it's very personal too. When you the first chapter, when I you know get, kind of go through my mother and father, their last days before they died. One of the remarks that I've gotten from people about the book is that they felt like they knew me after the first chapter, and they wanted to read more and learn more about the book because of getting to know me in the first chapter.
Yeah, it's very personal. It's very humanizing, and you express yourself well. You have a flair for the writing. But more importantly, it does send a message to people, and you've cited in your book that, shockingly, a lot of people may not realize this, the cure rate for cancer is around 3%. And, I understood that because I was just reporting on liver disease, and if you get a liver transplant, I think the success rate is 1 in 3.
Yeah, the conventional cure rate for cancer is abysmal. It's horrible. And, you know, I've been quoting approximately a 3% cure rate for several years until a couple years ago. There was a study that was done that was published in the National Institutes of Health Journal, and it was done down in Sydney, Australia at the Northern Sydney Cancer Clinic. And they did a survey of I don't know how many thousand cancer patients, all different kinds of cancers, and found that the effectiveness of chemotherapy, when you look at a 5-year survival rate, in the United States is 2.1%, and in Australia, I believe it's 2.3%. So, it's less than the placebo effect, Wendy. I mean, by definition, a placebo is anything that works less than 30% of the time. And here we've got the best that modern medicine has to offer when talking about cancer, and it's just over 2%. That's not acceptable to me. And so I want to get the word out to people that there are other options for them. And,
yeah, well,
you know, in America, go ahead.
Yeah, it is kind of mind-blowing, you know, all the research, all the walks for cancer, all the fundraising, all this, all that. Even Rush Limbaugh, he does a lot of fundraising for specific cancer causes. And according to a quote you've got in your book by Dr. Philip Bizzell, he says, but the survival rate of the cancer patient today is no greater than it was 50 years ago.
No, and it's not. And one of the reasons that Dr. Bizzell quotes or that I quote him as saying in the book is that we're treating the wrong thing. See, modern cancer treatments are really focused on treating the symptom of the cancer as opposed to the cause of the cancer. So, now, when I say the symptom, what I'm talking about specifically are the tumors. We tend to equate the tumor with the cancer, when really the tumor is not a cause of cancer. It's a symptom that there's something wrong in the body. And so when you have chemotherapy that's focused on sending chemotherapy drugs into the body to kill the cancerous tumor, or radiation that targets the cancerous tumor specifically, or surgery to go in and cut out the cancerous tumor, that might be good and well initially because you've just gotten rid of the symptom of the problem, but long term it will never cure cancer because the initial cause of the cancer was not the tumor. The initial cause was something that's gone wrong in your body that resulted in the tumor. And so what Dr. Benzel, his theory is, and I support completely, is that in modern medicine, especially the cancer industry, we're treating the wrong thing. We're worried about the tumor as opposed to getting your body back to a state of homeostasis and equilibrium to where it can treat the cancer itself and take care of the cancer on its own.
Well, yeah, I mean, in medical books, texts, definitions of cure is to reestablish the person into a state of original wellness, and they don't even get anywhere close to that. That's what a cure is. You know, disease management is not a cure, and being
right.
a patient for life is just not what putting you back and restoring you to proper health is going to be. So, you know,
right.
it's just about the treatments that allopathic medicine offers for cancers is basically the remission. That's what they sell a patient on, is the remission. And all that
right.
is a reduction of symptoms. That's all.
It is. It's a reduction of symptoms. And it's also funny, it's really sad to me the way that you have statistics are really manipulated. And that's one of the things that I really understand with a background in, I have a master's degree in taxation, and I've got a BBA in accounting. So I understand numbers, I understand statistics. And there's a quote that I really like, and it's, there are lies, darn lies, and statistics. And you can make a statistic pretty much back up any position that you want to. For instance, people are probably not aware that if, let's say someone has cancer, breast cancer, and the breast cancer metastasizes and it spreads to the pancreas and it spreads to the liver. And so they have breast cancer, liver cancer, and pancreatic cancer eventually. It's typically considered breast cancer because that's where it originated. But let's say that the breast cancer patient dies. Well, they are considered to be cured if from the pancreatic cancer and the liver cancer, because they did not die from that cancer. They died from the breast cancer. And so you have to really watch the way the statistics are run, because in that case, the person's dead. And I would not consider that breast cancer patient to have been cured of liver cancer or pancreatic cancer because they're 6 feet under. But that's what you have to watch for with modern statistics in the cancer industry. They're very, very deceptive.
Oh, yeah. It's like what Benjamin Franklin once said, you know, half the truth is still a whole lie.
That's right.
And you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right there. Well, I like a little term that you seem to have coined in your book. You call it cancer jungle.
It is a cancer jungle, and it's a jungle that once you are diagnosed with cancer, you have to navigate through, and that's really not the time to begin navigating through the cancer jungle, because at that point, you are stricken with fear and panic, and your doctor, if he's a conventional doctor, will immediately begin to try to sell you on chemo, radiation, and surgery, you have to do it immediately or you're going to die, and the fear sets in. And there was a recent study that I was just reading a few days ago on Natural News. I love Mike Adams' website. And it was a study that was done in Finland or Sweden or one of those Scandinavian countries, I believe. And it showed that the cancer diagnosis itself can be more fatal than the cancer, because the diagnosis instills fear and hopelessness into the cancer patient. And I've seen that to be true over the last several years dealing with cancer patients. It's a horrific experience to be diagnosed with cancer and not know what to do. So the time to empower yourself is now, before you're diagnosed with cancer.
Well, I think the reason people get afraid is, I think subconsciously they understand that medicine can't do anything for them. In the long run, they can't. All they can do is buy them a little time, but there is no cure.
There is no cure, and that's why the message of my book and my website, cancertruth.net, is cancer does not have to be a death sentence. It doesn't. Unfortunately, oftentimes it is if you go with the wrong treatments.
So you have in your book ways to prevent, if not cure, cancer, and you obviously have success stories. Can you share a few of those?
Sure. One of the main reasons that we have an epidemic of cancer today is because in my opinion, and based on all the research that I've done and a recent Harvard and Columbia University study, environmental toxins are so rampant today that we were not here 100 years ago. The toxicity in our air, in our water, in our food, we are being bombarded with toxicities in the vaccinations that our immune system is compromised. The toxicities put our immune system on overload. It can no longer fend off the invaders that it typically does. It's a lot of times with the food that we're eating, the highly processed junk food that we're eating that our body doesn't even recognize as food. It mounts an immune response to the food we eat. But overall, the toxicity that's in our environment today is causing a compromised immune system, and that's what gives rise to cancer. So my first step that I would recommend to most folks that are diagnosed is you need to do a detox of your entire body. You need to detox your colon, your liver, kidneys, gall, your blood, and parasitic detox as well, parasite cleanse. And
yeah,
we
specialize in that, actually, Ty. That's what we're the immune system or organ cleansing specialist at Apothecary Herbs. That's I knew as an herbalist early on, those two things were paramount. Whooping disease.
Yes, it is. That you have to reverse the root cause, and so a lot of times if you have a root cause of cancer being environmental toxicity overload, you've got to get rid of the toxins out of your body. So that's the first step. And then the second step is to, once you've cleaned your body, is to restore your immune system to a capacity where it can fend off the cancer the way that it was made to do.
Right.
And so then you've got to get a hold of some good herbal supplements. And there are dozens and dozens of good herbals that will stimulate your immune system and modulate your immune system in such a way as to enable you to fight off the cancer on your own. And most folks don't realize, Wendy, that we all each day produce thousands of cancer cells in our body. But the healthy immune system is able to mount an attack on those cells and fend them off and kill the cancer cells or wall them off into such a way that you are not diagnosed with cancer per se. And it's only when you have a compromised immune system that's not functioning at full capacity that you are given that cancer diagnosis.
Well, you also mentioned in your book that, you know, the destruction of natural therapies and treatments were rigidly controlled after World War II, and these are things people desperately need to stay healthy and have used for centuries to stay healthy. So we've got a cartel, a medical cartel, or a medical mafia, as Dr. Rebecca Carley calls them, controlling your access to the vital nutrition that you absolutely have to have so you can keep these cancer cells in check. Do you agree with that?
I agree completely. As a matter of fact, I refer to the modern medical establishment as the medical mafia throughout the book. So, yeah, I agree completely. As a matter of fact, it's almost as if the war on cancer that was declared by President Nixon in 1971, after which we have spent $2.5 trillion supposedly fighting this war, I don't believe that there is a war on cancer. I believe that the war is really being fought on alternative cancer treatments because the conventional cancer treatments are so lucrative that the FDA and the big pharmaceutical companies, big pharma, will do anything to prevent those treatments from being used because they're not lucrative.
Well, this is true, but maybe if we just turn it the other way, maybe the president meant, like, you're going to have a perpetual war on cancer. Maybe that's
that's true. You know what? I was just talking after church Sunday with some of the guys at church and said, you know what? Pretty much every time the government declares a war on anything, it means it's going to be a perpetual, non-ending, non-war.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening. You look at the war on drugs, which is a farce. The war on terror is a farce. The war on cancer is a complete phony war. I mean, it's anytime the government declares a war, it pretty much means whatever they've declared war on is going to increase.
Well, you say in your book that, you know, there's skeptics out there. So if you know, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, just go along with the establishment. What would you say to those folks?
Well, I mean, I would say to look at the results of surveys that have been done on to oncologists, who you would think they know. They're the ones that know what works with cancer. And so there's a survey that I quote in the book that was done at the McGill Cancer Clinic in Montreal, and it was a discrete survey to 63 oncologists, asking them, would they submit themselves to chemotherapy if they were diagnosed with cancer or their family was diagnosed with cancer, would they give them chemotherapy? Of those 63, I believe, oncologists, 58 of them said no because it's too toxic. So you got 91% of the oncologists in this survey would not do chemo themselves, yet that's the treatment they prescribe to their patients. So you have to ask yourself, what is wrong with this scenario when the top people in that field know that the treatment they're prescribing is not the best treatment? They won't submit to themselves. I mean, Wendy, I can't tell you how many oncologists I have been contacted with over the last 6 years since I published the book who ask me what they should do for their cancer because they won't do chemo. It's, I mean, to me, it blows my mind because here I am, an accountant and a CPA, but I am a researcher, but I've got doctors that are specialists in cancer that are asking me what they should do. It just doesn't make sense to me. The problem is, Wendy, they're good people. They're just not trained properly.
Right, and it makes perfect sense because, you know, especially during pandemics, I get calls all the time because I have a natural pandemic kit. I had nurses and doctors who were going to be forced inoculated because they worked for hospitals with the bird flu, and they didn't want to have that. And they were calling me. And even Dr. Oz, who was on the morning show, one of the morning shows on the Alphabet Network, when he was interviewed about this bird swine flu, and he was promoting people get vaccinated, at the end, the interviewer asked him if he had already gotten his vaccination. He said no.
No. Okay. So what's good for the goose is not necessarily good for the gander, is it?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, your book is awesome. If I open it up here, I can just tell listeners, you talk about some of the toxic treatments that cancer patients are treated with. You talk about understanding cancer, which I think is very important so that people have an understanding of what's going on in their body. And it helps them think through some tactical advantages on how they can cure themselves. Also, you talk about foods and essential nutrition that will help them out, and, you know, changing the lifestyle to protect them in the future, and to just pretty much say no to a lot of the toxic treatments that are being forced on them by their doctors.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, it's really, Wendy, a book of not just cancer treatments, but a large part of it is preventative nutrition and supplementation, because I want people that don't have cancer to be interested and read the book because they can protect themselves by changing their lifestyle now.
Well, you also touch on some of the other things that can make us a great risk of coming down with cancer. Fluoride, you talk about the link between that and cancer. Also, you talk about cell phones even. And amalgam fillings, the silver fillings.
Yep, yeah, the half mercury. They call them silver, but they're actually mercury.
Of course, you know, that's we're practicing alchemy still, aren't we, in the vaccines? They're putting mercury in there.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting that the original word for quack, which we are all called quacks now, you and I, Wendy, but the original word for quack comes from the German word quacksalber, which is the word for dentist that used mercury.
Right, the quicksilver, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, and you hear about the snake oil salesman, you know, and that kind of thing. Actually, you know, when people refer to someone in the natural field as that, or refer to me as that, I kind of take it as a compliment, actually. I do too,
because they're really ignorant. They don't understand, and it's it's part of the brainwashing. You know, they're just regurgitating what they've heard, and so anybody that thinks that herbs and nutrition have anything to do with health, they're quacks. And if you don't just take the chemical poisoning for your cancer, take the chemotherapy, take the radiation poisoning, which causes cancer, then you're stupid. You're just a quack if you think that you can actually improve your body by ingesting good nutrition, then you must be just crazy.
Well, you mentioned in your book you found a common thread that you heard a lot from your research talking with cancer patients, and that was that they felt that their doctor really didn't care about them.
Yeah, you know, I have, and it's sad, but based on the research that I've done and the cancer patients that I have come into contact with personally, which is well over 2,000 patients now over the last 6 years, that is a common thread. They feel like they're not even human. That the doctors look at them just as a dollar sign. As a matter of fact, there was an email that I received a couple weeks ago from a radiologist. He ran two different cancer clinics over a 10-year period. And he said, let me tell you, what you assert in your book is exactly accurate. He said, it's amazing the fact that we would get patients in that were on their deathbed, and the oncologist would want to start them on radiation that same day. And I would ask them, why do we need to start these patients on radiation right now? Because they are so sick that I think that it might kill them. And the doctors told him one time, he says, look, I know this sounds morbid, but if we don't get at least three treatments in before the patient dies, then we won't get paid. And so, yeah, it's
oh,
sad.
That's
really
just
sad.
Unconscionable. You know what I'm saying?
It
that is. There's no excuse for that. Well, you definitely have a great website. I should let the folks know that you have a website with lots of information. It's cancertruth.net. And you have a newsletter, do you not?
I do, yeah. If they want to go to cancertruth.net, and right at the top there's a link they can free subscription to my newsletter. I put it out once a month, and it's just got a lot of great stuff in it, a lot of great updated health information and cancer info. And I've got all my archives there on the website. There's no charges or anything. You just go there and read away. You can access all the information for free.
Well, it is a great site. I highly recommend. I can't say anything more about the book that I haven't already said. It's an awesome book, Ty. Well done. Congratulations. It's a great service to humanity, this book. And power to you. Also, I'm going to be talking with Ty this Saturday. If you want to let your family and friends know that Ty and I are going to talk again on Saturday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, GCN Network. You can click on the link at thepowerherbs.com and listen live as well on the web. So, Ty, I appreciate your time so much. Thank you for coming on the show, and I'll talk with you on Saturday.
Sounds good, Wendy. Thank you so much for having me. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye. Ty Bollinger, folks, Cancer Step Outside the Box, website cancertruth.net, absolutely very important, must-have information, a book you'll keep in your library and you'll probably loan out over and over again to family and friends. Just make sure you get it back. So Cancer Step Outside the Box, Ty Bollinger, he'll be on my show Saturday morning, GCN, 7 in the morning Eastern Time. So do tune in for that. And, of course, on the 24th, we're going to be talking with Lorna Vanderhaeghe. Lorna Vanderhaeghe is an author, and she's an editor, and she's going to be sharing with us some interesting things about genetics. So she'll be empowering us with health news there. And then, you know, April's all done, you know. We just moved through that month just like that. And, of course, Dr. Rebecca Carley will be back with us in May on the 12th. May the 12th on GCN, and, of course, the 15th of May here on American Voice Radio. So, well, I appreciate you joining us this evening and listening to the interview with Ty. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you gleaned some information that will save lives. That's what's important, folks, empowerment. Hey, don't go anywhere. Messiah's Branch with Pastor Dan Catlin's up next. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.